or four Shabbos parshas was Hanan, Dainu, Shabbos parshas Nachamu, which is also a preparation for Tu B'Av tomorrow, three occasions. Let's try three Divrei Torah, one for each. Let's start with the parsha. It's an incredible thought in the Sefer HaKsava HaKabbalah. And part of the parsha, which is also a part of the Siddur, and that is Kriya Shema. As you know, when we say Kriya Shema every day, we have the first parsha, Shema, and the Ahavta, which is called Kabbalas Oyel Malchus Shemayim. And then we have the second parsha, Oyem Shemaya, which we refer to as Kabbalas Ol HaMitzvot. Anybody who hears this automatically has a kasha. The difficulty is that the same mitzvahs that are in the second parasha are in the first parasha as well. The mitzvah of mitzvahs and tefillin, the mitzvah of teaching Torah, are in both parashas. So what's going on? Why is one called Kabbalas mitzvahs and one called Kabbalas oil malchus shamayim? Ksavah Kabbalah is an insight into pshat in the Ahavta Es Hashem Elokecha, the entire parasha. He says, really, this parasha only has one mitzvah. The mitzvah of love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Kabbalah of Malchus Shemayim, and we have the mitzvah to have a relationship of Ahava with Rabbi Yishmael. What follows, Mishinam Tom Livonecha, is not an Azhara to teach. It's telling you that the midah of Ahavas Hashem is that it should be such a love that you want to teach it. If you, Mahavdil, if you want to hear a great joke and you meet a friend, you want to share it with him. After all, you think it's something worthwhile, something that will give him pleasure. And that's your joke, which gives momentary pleasure and has no lasting meaning. How's it about the Divrei Torah? If you have a true love and appreciation for the Divrei Torah, you want to tell it to the person you meet. A part of it, the Ahavta Es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol yedecha, is to have such a love of v'shinam tov levanecha, you want to teach it. The same thing, the mezuzah, when you do away, the tzumah on your body, are expressions of ahava, to tie a symbol of the ahava to your body, to tie, connect the symbol of the ahava to your home. This is the explanation of the first parasha of Kriya Shema. And the Sefer HaKsavah Kabbalah goes so far as to say, Hadvarim Pshutim. Really, this is simple pshat in the parasha. And he writes, Lo ye'iroisi aleihem, elo fisha re'isi shishtavish vay. I really wouldn't even bother saying it, except that I realize that people make a mistake and don't understand. So afterwards in the Hamikdavar, he has a similar explanation of this parasha, which we say every single day. Tremendous insight into the idea of the Ahava. I wonder, say the bracha of Ahava Rabba Ahavtanu, which precedes Kriya Shema, we talk about Hashem's love for us, and we mention the ideas of Lilmad Ulalami Krishma Velazis Lakayim. And there too it's meant as an expression of Ahava. A different kavana, it's easier to daven when there's one theme that goes through many of the words that you're saying, as opposed to jumping from theme to theme. This gives us a havana, an insight. In previous years, we asked the kasha, Vishinantam levanecha ilo atalmidim. Shouldn't the first time it mentions banecha be a reference to your children? And in the second kasha, we not tell my son is b'nei seyamid, there what you mean, banam atalmidim. Why is the first parasha mentioned first in the Torah that we can translate Livon Necha to mean Talmidim? According to the Ksava Kabbalah, it's very geshmak. The whole idea here is to have a tremendous Ahava HaKadosh Baruch Hu to teach where you can. It's not coming to tell you a mitzvah of teaching Torah. It's an expression of Ahava. And Oyev might want to spread the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as best as he can. And so, let's go on to Parasha Tzvos Chana. Let's move to a thought for Parshas Nachamu. The Chidah mentions that we find in Sefer Daniel that there are Arba Malchios. There are four kings. kingdoms, the four kingdoms of Argolis. And they are Bovel, destroyed the first base of Migdash, followed by Taurus and Mordai. Mordai was the kind of the Golos, followed by Yavon, the Greeks, the beginning of the Bayi Sheni, followed by Edom, our present Golos. Why isn't Mitzrayim one of the Malchios of our Golos? After all, didn't we go to Golos to Mitzrayim first? The Chiddush says that Mitzrayim is the Maisei Ovos to Nineveh for all the Golos. Are the initials of the four Golos, and Babel, Edom, Yavon, and Magai. Habayim Mitzrayim. And there's more. Klal Yisrael went to Mitzrayim four times. Yishpatim went down first, Yesh Shever be Mitzrayim, try to get food. Then they went the second time together with Binyamin, and then Yosef revealed himself. The third time they went down to Shivim Nefesh, who went down to Mitzrayim. And the fourth time, after Yaakov Avinu was buried, and they came back to Mitzrayim. So the Shvatim arrived in Mitzrayim four times. Says the Chiddush, those four times are connected to four times. The first, Yeshever to Mitzrayim, when they went to Mitzrayim to try to find there some type of rescue during a time of Tzara. And Golos Babel, when it went to Babel, where the Cherish and Maskir had gone already, and there was something there from which Klal Yisrael could regroup. The second is the Golos of Madai. That's when they went down with Binyamin. It started off very bitterly, but during that Golos, Yosef revealed himself. The same thing, the Golos of the 70 years, the time of Madai. During that time, Rishus was given to build the Beis HaMikdash. During that time, the miracle of Hanukkah took place. The miracle of Purim took place during the Golos. And that is the second time they went down. When they went down the second time, you remember from Chumash, the Shvatim drank wine together with Yosef. The Remez, for the drinking of wine on Purim. They put down Binyamin. Remez to Mordechai Hayamini from Shevet Binyamin. The third Golos, when they went down to Shiva Nefesh, is a symbol for Golos Yavon, a time of danger of assimilation. We find that Yaakov was afraid when they would come down. Mitzrayim was greeting them happily and eagerly. It was a danger of assimilation in the Siyah of the third Golos. And of course, the fourth Golos, our present Golos, is the longest and most difficult. The fourth time the Shvatim went down was by Kedoras Yaakov. After Yaakov was buried, they went back down, and then the Kushi Hashiva began shortly thereafter. That's the difficulty of this Golos, the most difficult of all. But of course, as in everything, every Maisei Aveis, Tzimin Labanim, there is a lesson of Nechama here as well. Just as in Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael called to the Rabbi Nishalim, and as the Pasuk says, as soon as they called to the Rabbi Nishalim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vayeda Elikim, he put the Golos at the end. But as long as they resisted the Lashino Hashemam, Shino Hashemam, as long as they resisted the assimilation, they had the Geula. So too, we find the Chama and the hope for Geula and the Yitzhiya from the fourth Golos, like the Yitzhiya from Mitzrayim. The Yitzhiya from that fourth Golos, one full of miracles and joy. So a thought for Shabbos Nachamu. Moving on to a thought for Tu B'Av. It's very confusing. What is the Maila? What is the benefit of Tu B'Av? I just have a Mimcha. We missed Nachamu. Already a benefit. It's not even Tu B'Av yet. What is the lesson of Tu B'Av? We know Tu B'Av was a day of Shidduchim. A day that Klal Yisrael were involved heavily in finding Shidduchim. That's a nice thing. How does that fit into Tu B'Av? And we have P.K. Naim on Yimei HaMetzarim, which are the Shur of Rav Moshe Shapiro at the end of page Tav Yud Daled. There is an explanation. It says, Tu B'Av is not so much the Yom Shidduchim as the Yom Tefillah. What happened? On this day, Klal Yisrael realized that the 40th generation of Nesei Nidbar, the 40th year to die would now die. It was a reprieve from the Gezeira that for 40 years, Yom Hashanah, there would be death in the Midbar. And all they could have realized in Tu B'Av, Chazal explained, and then they could have realized it rather on Yud B'Av, right, into Tisha B'Av. Chazal explained that that realization came on Tu B'Av. On Tu B'Av, they realized the power of Kaya Hatzilah. That even after Gezeira Mara is made, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns it around. The Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayis, on the last Mishnah in Tainis, which talks about Tu B'Av, Oz Bapchu bin Nafshav, Ve'inu Ba'atzman, Ve'gishu Ba'i Rotsun HaBayret. They had a certain confidence that they could daven, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at them favorably. And that we take as well. The learning brachis, that on the day, is I came across a Pnei Yeshua. And Yeshua says, Va'eschana and Moshe Rabbeinu davened 515 tefillos. What is 515? When did they take place? Were they 515 tefillos spread over 2 days or 3 days? So Yeshua makes a calculation. He calculates all the davenings back from Va'eschana, all of the weekday davenings. They're not Bakashas and Shabbos. And he says, if you take 3 tefillos a day, Shachos Mincha Maariv, excluding the tzillus of Shabbos and Yom Tov, the 515 tzillus bring you back to Tu B'Av. On Tu B'Av, even Moshe Rabbeinu realized something he didn't fully appreciate, the Kriyat Hatzilah. And he davened that the Gzeira against him would also be overturned. And 3 times a day he davened the tzillah. So Tu B'Av is a day not only of tzillah, but of beginning a series of tzillus. We daven for something 5 times, 15 times, 20 times. We get tired. We think God is not listening. And Moshe Rabbeinu, 515 tefillos. We too. Chazak v'ameitz v'becha v'kavei el Hashem. That's our page. Kavei el Hashem, when you daven to Hashem, and you're not answered, Chazak v'ameitz v'becha, find strength. Chazak v'ameitz, as the Rambam says, Oz batku. And see that tzillus could be piled, even if it's many tzillus. And that's a kayach of tzubav, a kayach to be mechazik ourselves, a kayach of tzilla, a very special opportunity. Tomorrow morning, the seekin is about 10 to 6 in the New York area. It's a good day. Get up early. The daven. Now we have a seekin davening. If you don't usually daven the seekin, the first time you do it certainly gives you an extra feeling, an extra hergish. Do it. Make it a special daven. Daven for the things you need. Things your chaverim need. Means Hashem, until it should be answered. And with that, I wish everyone a joyous Tu B'Av, a meaningful Shabbos Nachamu, and a Hail of the Shabbos Kodesh. A good Shabbos to all.